BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Thursday Scott Mills Daily. On it, we play extreme innuendo bingo. It's Chris on his own, on his back, with yogurt. Yogurt comes out of his mouth when he finds the clip funny, goes up and then back down on his face. Win! Why ice cream vans need better music. Dear Scott messages from the posh Radio 4 lady. And on Real or No Real, a fact that you will never forget about a secret button you didn't know about at pedestrian crossings.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so I just got a tweet from Alan Evans saying, just chilling in work, eating ice cream. And that's reminded me that in most places in the UK today, the weather is lush.
Yeah.
I have not had an ice cream this year yet.
Nor have I.
Maybe today's the day, Chris.
Yeah. God, that's an exciting thought, actually,
yeah,
isn't it?
It really is. We don't have ice cream vans in central London, do we? Otherwise, I'd be rushing out.
Why don't they? Why is
they just don't come round here.
But why don't they? There's so many people round here.
As soon as I heard the bells, I'd be out there.
Yeah.
Although I do think, and I've said this before, they do need to update their repertoire
yeah.
a little bit. You know, get blurred lines on there rather than whatever they've been playing for 40 years.
Well, they're like still playing really old songs. The thing is with ice cream vans is even if I don't want an ice cream,
yeah, you've got to go.
I hear it, it suddenly fills me with panic.
It's
and
the thing
run and...
It's from being a kid where it's like, as soon as you hear it, it's like, ah, and you run towards it and run out.
I want an ice cream.
Do you know, this is how much I love ice cream. Once, in the place where I used to live, the ice cream, well, there was like an Italian restaurant that had an ice cream parlour attached.
Yeah.
And they were going to close it. I signed a petition to make it not close.
No way.
Yeah. That's how much I didn't want the ice cream to leave my area.
I love the idea of you signing a petition.
Yeah, I got together with the residents.
Didn't you sign a petition once for, wasn't there a cafe in Birmingham?
Mr. Egg.
Mr. Egg.
Yeah, they were
looking to close and you end up signing a petition.
They were going to close down Mr. Egg. And as any clubber knows, Mr. Egg is essential after you've been clubbing.
But you became the sort of celebrity voice.
I did become the kind of unofficial spokesman for Mr. Egg from Birmingham for a while. Can't go wrong.
I don't know if they closed or not.
They used to have a sign up going, eat like a king for £3.50. where can you go after a night out? Like, all the chairs are bolted down.
Yeah.
Everyone's having a wicked time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's a bit awkward. I didn't realise I was on the cameras there for the last 3 minutes. So apparently I've been doing some sign language. Rubbing my nose a bit. It's a bit weird when you don't realise that you're on.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Hello.
So Chris at the moment is to the left of me and he is lying down on his back with a bit of protection because today's going to get messy. You'll want to watch this. If you are heading to the Radio 1 website now, that's a good thing to do. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. We're about to play Innuendo Bingo Extreme. How you feeling?
I feel weird because it's one of those situations where, like, I'm lying right down on the ground, which is obviously unnatural. But I'm lying here and I'm just waiting. And I'm looking at the camera now. I just wish I'd had a bit of a shave.
I know. You are quite getting quite a beard there, which
I never thought
would be possible for you.
What do you mean?
Well, you're not good at the growth, but it's coming. It's getting better, isn't it?
But you're quite patronising like that. I think if me and you were to have a beard off, I'm saying I might have you in that.
Oh, you reckon, do you?
Yeah, I'm more than willing to give this a go if you'd like.
Well, that's for another time. Now it's time for Innuendo Bingo. David in Brighton says, I'm parked outside a supermarket. I quite need a wee, but I'm a first-time viewer. What should I do? Hold it. It's only a few minutes, maybe 10. Ant in Coventry says, I want to watch for the first time. Can I do it on my iPad? Yes, you can. He says, how? Go to the Radio 1 website. Then when you get there, press watch, press play, you're on. Okay? That's how you do it. On your phone as well, same. Okay, we're ready to go.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45.
Not anywhere close.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, as it is extreme Innuendo Bingo today, please do not try this at home. This man is a professional. He does this a lot. And he's trained in this. So don't try this at home. Thank you. Let us know if you're watching for your first time today or if you're particularly enjoying it. Tweet at BBCR1, 81109 on text. Okay, so I think we're ready. Give him a wave, Chris, on the cameras if you're watching. There he is, laying down. Okay, Spoon in the yoghurt, please.
Spoon me.
It's my glamorous assistant there, spooning in the yoghurt. Mmm, tastes good, doesn't it? It's kind of, I would say that as vanilla, kind of creamy, is it? Or is it natural? Doesn't matter. Are you ready? Okay, so this is always my fate. We go over to Countdown first, and Rachel Riley reveals what she gets up to with the in-laws at the weekend.
I personally can't be bothered with barbecues. Are you a barbecue sort of girl?
Oh, we absolutely love our barbecue, yeah, and we'll just cook anything on it. It's amazing. My father-in-law's favourite thing to do is to spit roast anything.
Oh, it's on my nose already. I knew this.
You don't get as much sound, but the...
It's right on my nose.
You do need
it's
to watch
right
it.
It's right on my nose.
My father-in-law, his favourite thing to do is to spit roast anything.
Thank you, Rachel. That's not the last we've heard of her on today's Inuit Bingo. You right there?
Yeah.
Okay, more yoghurt, please. This is weird.
Wait, let me breathe.
Okay. Wait. Let me breathe.
Got it.
Ready? Still with Rachel Riley. And Josh was watching the Gadget Show last night, but wasn't sure he'd heard the name of this make of headphones properly.
So, Jason, out of those 10 original pairs of headphones, yeah, my favourite three are the Sonys, the Fanny Wangs, and the Parrots.
Come on.
You right there?
The Fanny Wangs.
Yes, Rachel. Okay. Robert from Margate's watching. Paddy's watching for the first time. Izzy's watching from home.
Okay. No, I...
It's all good. You look great.
Okay.
All right. More yogurt, please.
More.
Over to The Apprentice now. And I actually been watching this series. I quite enjoy it. Louise lets us know what Lord Sugar gets up to in the boardroom when the cameras are off.
You don't like corporate world. I honestly thought I would go. Gave me a good drilling.
And wonder she didn't get fired. Oh, is that a spoiler? No, because I haven't said who is fired.
Oh,
so that's fine. Loads of you emailed that one in, so thank you. If you've got any bingo, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
You don't like corporate world. I honestly thought I would go. Gave me a good drilling.
Thank you.
You laugh and then you immediately regret it.
Yes.
It's almost punishing you for finding something funny.
Yeah. This is a mess. What flavoured yoghurt is it? Says Chantal
strawberry.
In Aberdeen. Oh, it's
strawberry
now.
Yeah.
Okay. More yoghurt, please.
Oh.
What? Over to Call or Delete now on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw. And Caroline Flack getting way ahead of herself when talking to Ollie Murs.
That's because I've got an extra special thing to ask you.
What's extra special thing to ask me?
Would I be able to come on the stage?
You fine? Thank you to Amy for that one. Shall we move on?
Oh, I've swallowed it.
Oh. Okay, more yoghurt. Strawberry yoghurt. So it's got a different colour now. Okay. No? Do you want to spit it out?
Okay. What is that?
What?
Has someone tampered with the yoghurt?
What do you mean?
That's
no,
not right.
No, that's yoghurt.
That's tasty.
No, honestly, Chris, we haven't. It's just, what is it, strawberry, raspberry?
I'm trusting you guys here, because that was not right.
What do you think's in it?
That tasted odd. That was a mixture of something.
It wasn't. It's blueberry. Honestly, it is.
Come on, then.
I'm your friend. Blame Matt Edmondson. Back to the Gadget Show.
And now for the G ratings. It's 3 Gs for the Fanny Wangs.
Whoever keeps cleaning me, can you stop wiping it all over my face?
Whoever's cleaning me, could you clean properly? Okay. Well, yogurt, please.
The Fanny Wangs. So, Jason, out of those 10 original pairs of headphones, yeah. my favourite three are the Sonys, the Fanny Wangs, and the Parrots.
I'm going to get you.
The Fanny Wangs.
Ah, there we are. Uh-huh. Emma watching in the car in Meadowhall car park. Never watched before. This is brilliant.
That's minty.
Hmm. Brooke in Scotland. First time watching. This is brilliant. Okay. Over to Test Match Special now. And
oh, just right.
What?
I'm going to swing for you in a minute because every time you're getting nearer my nose when you put it on me.
Over to Test Match Special, and Jonathan Agnew has been at it again. And apparently those cricket trousers are a little bit loose around the waist.
Might be Elliot down on his knees at mid-wicket. No, it's Southee revealing himself as he stands up.
Thanks, Agnew.
Revealing himself as he stands up.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary from Ashby, for spotting that one. Now, this is one of our old favourites. More yogurt, please.
Hang on. Just give me a shot. There's bits in that one.
Oh, that would be the blueberry one. Yeah, there's bits in that. Okay. Over to Dan Snow's History of the Railways now. And it does sound like a very good episode coming up next week.
Next time, the age of supremacy and how the railway's finest hour would come in the face.
Oh, that's in the eye. That's in the eye. Knew this would happen. Don't try this at home.
Do not try this at home.
Come in the face. Oh.
Okay. That was on TV again this week, so thank you to Tom for emailing it in. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Over to BBC Northampton now. Mm. And the Bernie Keith Show. The Bernie Keith Show. With Bernie Keith. On BBC Northampton. And Bernie is planning a very... Bernie's planning a very exciting party.
You could come with a dusty beehive.
I could.
There's like...
That's not even it. Oh. It all happens on the Bernie Keith Show with Bernie Keith. Oh. Okay, out the eye there.
Is it out my eye?
Yes, it is. It is kind of reminiscent of feeding a baby. All right. Dan from Bognor says this is so much better than just listening. It is, isn't it? I'm not even watching, but this is brilliant, says Laura. Okay. Back to Bernie.
A big mohawk, come as Mohican.
What, Doodah, that was the lead singer with Whitesnake?
If you've got a hairy doodah, we'd love it if you came along.
What
You'd
was
be
he
more
called?
Than welcome.
Well, I need to listen to that show on the BBC Radio iPlayer, I think.
If you've got a hairy doodah, we'd love it if you came along.
What You'd was
be
he
more
called?
Than Thank you. Thank you to Stephen in Northampton for sending that one in. Okay, we're going over to Springwatch now. Feels long, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Springwatch now, and Chris Packham here, teaching the difference, how to tell between a chaff, what was it, a chiff-chaff, sorry, and a willow warbler. Over to Springwatch.
Well, these are visual differences, and of course you need to get very good views of them to see that. But there is one other thing I can tell you, and that's their jizz.
That's a technical bird-watching term for a bird's behaviour, apparently. Learn it all on Springwatch.
And that's their jizz.
OK. More water, please.
Water?
Oh, sorry, yoghurt, please.
And jizz defines the character of a bird in all of its forms.
Just a little bit of leakage there. Do you want to wipe him?
Yeah.
Let's wipe him. Just a couple more. Trying to eat soup while watching this is a bad idea, says James in Chester. Back to The Apprentice now.
Can I request strawberry?
Oh, yeah, I've been doing requests. Okay, yeah. Back to The Apprentice now, and this contestant seems to have spent far too much time listening to Gentleman by Psy.
I'd like to hear what Louise is doing in here.
Although the actual cupcaking was good...
Ha, 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 ha. Thank you to Jane in South Shields for that.
Oh, use new paper, mate. Come on, man. Making a mess, man. Honestly, you've been the worst assistant.
more yogurt, please. She's got some wet wipes. Okay, Sarah Cox here now with another of her homely anecdotes.
I literally hobbled upstairs to my bed yesterday, having gone and had a lovely spray tan. He's a very patient, lovely boy, my Jules. So he sprayed me all off and I felt very nice.
Oh, well held. Mm. Well held. Have you swallowed it? Mm. No? Do you want another one? They're having a lovely time on Doctors.
And what occupied your little mind when you were 13?
Hiking and field craft.
Endless hours playing with your little woggle.
That was a good one. Oh, no, that's a mess. You're a mess. One more.
One more.
The whole class is watching in business studies. That's from Sam.
Do some work.
Do some work. Why? They're watching you. Nothing to see here. Well, there is, though. We're streaming it on the Red Ribbon website.
Come on and feed me.
Okay, over to Bill Turnbull. I've never heard of this type of coat, but I kind of want one.
The latest unemployment figures right this morning. Susanna Street has gone to Cambridge to find why they're bucking the trend there, and she's got a boffin coat on.
Oh, right up the nose. And that was extreme innuendo bingo. I enjoyed it. I hope you did if you watched, if you listened. Thanks, Chris. Well done. Good work, everybody.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Can I just shout out to Radio 1 Breakfast Show as well for making me up for a Grimmy tomorrow. Grimmy Awards is tomorrow. I'm in the In New Faces We Trust
Brilliant
Award category, along with Simon Cowell on Britain's Got Talent and Madonna at Chime for Change.
Wow. Are you confident?
No, actually, because... Like, my face is down to my extremely healthy lifestyle. Like, not smoking, not drinking.
Yeah.
Obviously, just raw food and a lot of working out, actually. Mm. But I don't know. Do you think I'm going to win?
Oh, well, it's strong competition, isn't it?
Madonna's face is... Wow, I don't know if you've seen the pictures this week. It's quite something.
Yeah.
I'll have to see you tomorrow on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. I kind of hope I win. It'd be quite cool.
Can I quickly apologise as well for the Bruno Mars song where we completely forgot the at the beginning? It was just awkward because it was after the news.
Can't really do that out of the news.
I'll be honest, it would feel almost inappropriate.
Let's do it now. One.
Quick
two,
one.
Three.
So just take that and put it on. Hello.
Hello.
And have it.
Do what you want with it. Grimmy's been back on. Didn't you get your face done in Turkey? No, I don't know who told you that. I went on a juice holiday in Turkey. I didn't get my face done. Okay, it's time for Dear Scott from the posh Radio 4 lady. I'm trying to find the music. It's not happening. But anyway, anything you want to say, Dear Scott, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Here's your first one.
Dear Scott, Chris and the PR4L. I was feeling very nostalgic the other day when I realised that in 40 years' time, when we're old and grey, we won't have anything to remember your show by.
Yeah, but that happens, you know.
What do they mean?
Well, they're saying there's not going to be a legacy here. They're saying that people, you know, in 40 years, not going to remember. People don't remember what was on Radio 1 40 years ago, do they now?
All right, good point.
Yeah, it's kind of disposable, right? It is.
The Scott Mills Show has been part of my life throughout college and now uni, and I know there are millions of other people who feel the same. Sadly, only when someone mentions Molly coddling tulips, says Rudoy, or admits to having a bath at the tap end, will we remember your great show.
Yeah, that's true.
But what lovely memories.
I know, sometimes that's all you need, you know.
That's a bit sad. I don't like this one.
Just saying that one day it's all going to be over.
Well, why are we discussing it? What a stupid discussion.
Well, it is.
A stupid email.
Well, why?
Because I don't want to think about it. Like, there's no need to think about it. Enjoy it. Stupid email.
So, my big plan is for Scott Mills and Pigs in Blankets to release an album with all of those memories somehow included. Your lead single would be the perfect Christmas single, and you could have songs that relate to the time of year. For example, the perfect Halloween song or the perfect summer single.
See, I'm not sure these songs will be remembered any more than our features on this show.
Yeah, I'm starting to think this might be a good idea, though.
What, the songs?
No, this. I'm thinking this idea in this email. I'm changing my mind very quickly on this email because you know how people compete for the Christmas number one?
Yeah.
I like this idea that you do other times, Halloween that. I say we corner the market and go and get ourselves, like, make a thing of the Easter number one or one that, you know, one that's coming up.
And is this to for people to remember our show?
I guess so, yeah. Because then we'll go down in history as the first ever, not obviously Easter number one, but another time. What have we got coming up? Father's Day? Is that it?
Remember when Scott Mills and his team were Father's Day number one back in the back in 2013? Do you remember
that? Well, look, it's an idea. The album, I think, is a good idea.
I mean, the perfect Christmas single went well. I know this is kind of weird on one of the hottest days of the year, but... Forget the sun. Oh, good times.
Do you know what? I'm listening to that back now. It was quite a good song, that.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
I strongly believe this could be a number one album and sell more than the mere 100 million managed by Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Is that how many we'd need?
100 million.
For a record?
I don't think that's true.
Trust me, Scott, I've got this all planned out. And with an A in A-level ICT, I could help you with it too. Let me know your thoughts. Love you, bye. Matt, off of Surrey.
You're getting a little bit depressed about the fact that the show might one day have to end.
I just don't know why we're entertaining it. People are sending in their favourite memories now and stuff like that, and it's just... This all seems a little bit...
Yeah. So, it's not over, everybody.
No, appreciate the email, and it's a lovely idea and nice of you to offer to help make this album. But let's talk in 10 years' time.
Yeah. Also, who's going to forget Innuendo Bingo? That's going to live on and on. And also, they didn't have YouTube 40 years ago. On and on.
Exactly.
Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, the PR4L and anyone else who works on the show. I'm an American who listens to the Scott Mills daily. Well, daily. And I'll be visiting London for the first time in a few short weeks and I'm quite excited. I think one thing that will make my trip most memorable is if I can stop by Radio 1 and play against Chris in a game of Real or No Real. I regularly score 30 or 40 Scott Mills points while I play along at home, so I don't think I'll have any problems defeating him. I've booked a tour of Broadcasting House, but nowhere did I see the option to include beating Chris in Real or No Real. I think it would probably be the best 10 minutes of radio that day. Plus, being the American that I am, I can laugh and talk at the same time, just like that cousin of George W. Bush on an entertainment show. Matt, off of Manchester, which is named after some city over there, in New Hampshire, a newer version of Hampshire, USA.
Do you remember Billy Bush, the guy that interviewed you when the Mila Kunis thing was happening?
Yeah.
Actual cousin of George Bush.
A gutsy move.
That's him. And do you remember his slightly fake laugh?
Yeah.
Hollywood laugh.
He was supposed to ask questions about Mila's new movie, Oz the Great and Powerful. Instead, he panicked, much to Mila's amusement.
Much to Mila's amusement. I've got a new favourite fake laugh now, off of the news and weather ladies in Philadelphia, who clearly hate each other.
I can see you pulling that whole, don't you know who I am? Come on.
You said you could.
I could see you doing it.
Oh, you...
Yeah, I could
see
you.
You don't know me at all. That was an interesting little exchange. I'm sure she regrets, along with that last glass of whatever.
Oh, nasty.
Here's another Dear Scott message.
Dear Scott, I was at the doctor's surgery recently and they had a local radio station playing from the speakers.
Ew.
Eternal Flame by Atomic Kitten was playing. And while this is a tune and I do know all the words, I refrained from singing along. However, one of the other people in the waiting room did not and started singing every chorus quite loudly. I was surprised, though not unpleasantly, as they were fortunately not a bad singer.
It's Atomic Kitten.
Not the original, but Atomic Kitten covered it.
Amazing.
I'm not sure about this in public. I don't think so.
I don't know.
I was wondering what your thoughts on singing along to songs in public places was. Love you, Siobhan, 20 and 1 month, Leicester.
I'm not sure about this song. But we have sung in public before, though.
Well, this is what springs to mind. As soon as they said singing in public was, do you remember when we used to go to places and sing the Home and Away theme tune?
Yeah, I've got it here.
Became a thing.
I've got it here. Hairdressers.
You know we belong together.
So you started off.
You and I forever and ever. No matter where you are, you're my guiding star. And from the very first moment I saw you, I never felt such emotion.
Nobody is joining in.
I'm walking on it just to know.
Just to know.
That you're there.
Everybody.
Hold me in.
Nobody apart from us.
Don't let me go.
So we did a, what did we do, hairdresser, cafe?
Oh, we did, like, we went to that massive store in the centre of London. Do you remember
really,
that
really
shop?
Big department store. They didn't like it.
No.
But we did succeed in the post office. We're just trying to get everyone singing Home and Away.
Closer each day.
Listen.
Home and Away.
Yes!
Actually happened in the queue at the post office.
So what are you saying then? Should we be trying this with Eternal? I mean, it is a good song to do, I think.
Close your eyes. It just takes too long to get going. With Home and Away, it's like couple of verses, a couple of lines of the verse, and then you're into the chorus.
Yeah.
I think Eternal Flame just goes on.
It's too much.
I think a little bit.
I would like to find the right song to bring that back. See, it needs to be the kind of song that people would sing along to.
Yeah.
The mission with what we were doing was to try and get people to sing along. Just because everyone feels better when they're all singing. You know what I mean? There's a good atmosphere.
Yeah. So if anyone's got any suggestions of what could be the new Home and Away theme, let us know. If you want to send an email to Dear Scott, then it's scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. What were we saying to that bloke who asked to play Real or No Real, the American?
I'm saying, well, didn't he say he's doing the tour here?
Yeah.
Tour around this building. Well, if he does see me, we can just do like an impromptu game, maybe.
Yeah, together.
You can just say, Chris, give me a fact, Real or No Real, and we'll just go from there.
Yeah. And also, I think I've just played, without realising it, the first Christmas song this year on Radio 1.
Bosh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of suggestions coming in for what the new Home and Away theme could be that we could sing in public. A lot of people saying Don't Stop Me Now. Everyone knows that. Maybe Friends theme tune.
Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Mr. Brightside, The Killer, C-sharp. Or someone saying Rockstar Nickelback. I'm not being funny. I'm never singing Nickelback in a public place.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm seeing a lot of people in sandals today. Which I think is fine if there's sand around, but not in central London.
Oh, what's that? No, that's silly. That, what's your beef with that?
Sandals?
Yeah, it's just a summer thing.
I've seen some with socks today.
Really?
That's not right.
Is that not right?
Sandals and socks? Are you serious?
To be honest, I'm not 100% sure what...
I mean, I'm no Gemma Kearney in fashion terms, or in fact, Jamila Jamil, I'm none of those. But I know that sandals and socks are not on.
Yeah, my general rule with fashion is think what I find fashionable and do the opposite.
Yeah. We went to a clothes shop earlier together. Once again, you got really stressed.
Yeah,
where's the way out? Where's the exit? How do you get out of here? Ah!
How do they design these things? It's incredible that you can get in there, lose yourself, feel trapped, and not get out.
It's weird how there's always an escalator up, but then you try and find the way
Thank
out
you.
In a clothes shop. Not happening.
Nah.
Proper stressed you were. Other things that I've noticed today, there's quite a lot of people with their top off today. That's all right. Hottest day of the year. Driving with your top off, what are you saying about that? I'm saying absolutely not.
No.
And also, showing off your tan lines on Facebook and Twitter, real classy like.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Greg James.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, dear.
How are you?
You all right?
Yes, very good, thank you. We're just trying to remember old Real or No Reels to tell your mates down the pub. It's impossible. The only one that we all remember is Noel Edmonds thanking his guests in the full paid age ad in the Radio Times.
Yeah. I've got a good one.
Yeah, go on.
I can remember. Pete Tong got off with Vanessa Phelps.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good
of course,
one.
Yeah.
And also, once when they were 12 or something.
What's the Daft Punk one? Because Simon in South Woodford remembers that.
Oh!
He wrote D-I-S-C-O.
Hmm. Oh, one of their dads wrote D-I-S-C-O.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I can remember more than I thought. Okay, it's time for today's Real or No Real. Greg James is here.
Have you seen Andy in Worcester's text?
Go on.
Scott, why don't you look back through the records and compile a Real or No Real fact sheet? It will be a great idea for the fans and for you. Like a Blue Peter fact sheet from back in the day.
Yeah? Just employ him as your agent. That's a good idea.
Andy from Worcester.
Andy, you're on. 10% of everything. And here's today's, not really, Real or No Real.
Robin Thicke
is 53 years old.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, I met him
this
morning.
I met him today.
He's a nice chap.
Very nice guy.
I think he was hungover.
He was definitely hungover. He was in a nightclub with Calvin Harris until 4 a.m. and Pharrell.
Well, weren't we all?
I know.
Do you think that was a coincidence?
What, the... What?
Well, that him and Pharrell were there.
Well, no...
They're mates.
Well, okay, well, that Calvin Harris... I mean, I've never seen him on a night out.
Oh, no, Calvin Harris was there...
What do you mean you've never seen him on a night out? He's a DJ.
Well, yeah, but... Okay, but what I'm saying is you turn up a nightclub and casually go, oh, Calvin Harris?
Yeah, oh, yeah, but he doesn't go... They don't go to the same nightclubs as you.
He...
This is one of them nightclubs where they all go.
He's not down Tiger.
No?
No. No. He ain't down Destiny's in Watford. So, yeah, Calvin Harris bumped into them last night and they were just like, I love your song. No, your song's better. No, your song's better. No, no, really. It was all that.
Do you think they do that cringe thing when they meet and they're like, they all know who each other is, but do that, hi, I'm Pharrell. You know
what I mean? Like, yeah. I reckon he probably would do.
But is Robin Thicke 53 years old?
He had glasses on, so maybe. I mean, he said he's been around... He hasn't had a hit for 20 years today. I think that's what he said.
20?
He went, 20 years and I finally got a hit.
I think that means he's been doing it for 20 years.
And then we said, well, see you in 20 years, time for another one.
So he could be.
Could be. I'm going to say real.
I'm saying that he is a very nice guy, but he is the Hoff in waiting.
Yes. So there's a suspicion here he's older than we think.
Now you say it, that is so true. Yeah. I reckon they'd get on.
Yeah, all about the leather.
Massive.
They could discuss leather pants.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Real.
Real. He is 53.
Yeah, I'm going to go real on this one.
That one is no real.
No. Oh. 36, everybody.
36?
I know.
Is he?
Next.
The first Saturday of June is celebrated as Gay Day at Walt Disney World.
Gay Day?
That's right.
Okay.
So it's Gay Day at Walt Disney World.
On the first Saturday in June.
Yeah.
So that is this Saturday.
Yeah, where all the gays turn up.
No, last Saturday.
They all turn up and they all have a lovely time at the theme park.
Well, what happens on Gay Day?
Just normal stuff that happens at theme parks, I think. Only lots of gay people go.
Only gay people?
I think it's probably open to all, but...
Okay.
A lot, yeah.
So...
So just one day a year.
Gay Day.
Yeah. And it's called Gay Day.
Catchy.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm not sure whether to believe this or not, to be honest, because it seems like an odd thing to just give a day to.
If this is made up, then this is very weird.
Yeah.
Is it not just like the old definition, which just means happy?
Oh, it could be.
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
like what my nan might say.
Having a gay old time.
Yeah, I'm having a gay old time, like the Flintstones did.
Yeah.
They'll have a gay old time.
No, it is for actual gays, I can confirm.
Okay. Well... Have you been to Gay Day?
No, but I'd love to.
Why didn't you go? It was last weekend.
I didn't know.
I would have gone with you.
It might not be real.
It would have been a right laugh.
Okay, I think I'm going to say real to this Gay Day.
So the 1st of Saturday last week, the 1st of June, at Disney World, Gay Day.
Yeah.
Real.
Disneyland.
That one is real.
Yes.
Oh.
Did you say real, Greg?
Yeah, I did. Certainly did.
Yeah. It's just happened. And next.
I wonder how it was.
There is a secret button at many pedestrian crossings hidden underneath the yellow box, which spins when the green man is lit up and is used by blind people to tell them when to cross the road.
Wow.
Someone told me there was a button that you can press that actually changes it, the lights.
What do you mean?
No, there's a secret button for blind people to know when the lights have changed and it whizzes round. Underneath.
Does it? Whizzes round.
That's apparently what the fact's saying.
I didn't know that, if that's the case.
That's clever. What, underneath the thing?
Mm. So if you were to feel underneath, you know where you press the button and it says wait. If you were to go underneath like that, you would feel it.
Really?
Well.
Well, I suppose this is the question.
Or maybe not.
Well, it's a very good idea, but I would have thought I would have heard of it.
Well, so, you have just now.
Well, yeah, but, you know, before...
I think that's probably real, because I've been somewhere recently, I can't remember where it was, where it beeps.
Yeah.
No, but
yeah,
it does like a beep. It goes like, it's like a, in a different country.
Yes.
That's a very good idea.
Mm.
So real or no real, secret button underneath pedestrian crossings.
Absolutely real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Yes.
Talked about it on this show before.
So where's this? Underneath?
Underneath, yeah. I discovered it about a couple of years ago, and I went on air one Monday afternoon. It was like, can you believe it? There's this secret button underneath. And it is, it's there.
Okay. That's a
try
good
it one. Tonight. Try it.
I've just Googled Gay Day.
Yep. That's good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Gay Day's at Walt Disney World.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Should we go next year? Chris, you in?
Well, it does say it's an event where...
Gay-friendly.
Lesbians, gays...
It's a gay day,
I'll take
Greg,
the friends
isn't
and family.
I
mean, yeah,
it's friends and family.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So you don't have to
it's
be.
It's not exclusively
no.
for gays.
No.
I'm in.
Yeah. Chris, you in?
Yeah.
And next.
At the Royal Symphony Orchestra's recent performance of Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, every member of the audience was given popping candy to eat during the climax of the piece.
So the 1812 Overture, it's the one about an old battle in Russia with all the cannons and guns on it, you know.
Tune.
But imagine if it was like this.
I
real
imagine.
Or no real.
I think that's if it's not real, that's a really good idea, because it's getting the crowd involved in the actual thing. Like Coldplay had the wristbands for their gig and they were the lights.
Yes.
This crowd are the sound effects of the fireworks and stuff.
Real or no real? So, popping candy, 1812 Overture, did that happen?
I'm saying no real.
Real.
That one is no real.
At the end of that round, what we're saying?
It's a score draw, 20 each.
20 each.
Happy with that.
Are you all right with that?
Happy.
Yeah. And Gay Day next June, everybody. Let's go. And that was today's Real or No Real. Greg is on at 4 o'clock. Alicia Keys is on today.
Yes, and the fired person from The Apprentice after 6 as well.
Excited. I'm into The Apprentice now. I know it took like 8 series.
You're into it?
I'm finally there.
Good, wasn't it, the other night?
Yeah, really, really enjoyed it.
Really good task.
So, whoever it might be is in at what time?
After 6, but I will warn people because I know how annoyed people get.
It's frustrating.
Do you know who it is,
I
Chris?
Know how annoying it is, but
do you know
I
it is? Do you know who it is?
Have you watched it?
I don't know who it is yet.
Oh, right. Wait, that's this is the th- like it's two days is the cutoff.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it
yeah.
in 2 days. So when was it on? Last night.
Last night.
Right, if you haven't seen it by tomorrow, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna send you a text in the morning.
Well let me watch it tonight and then we'll okay.
But if you haven't watched it tonight, I'm gonna tell you tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow we're back on Radio 1 between 1 and 4. If you miss it live, get the podcast. We're calling some of those random numbers. You've no idea who they are in your contacts list. Who is Fish by Sue?
Scott Mills. BBC Radio.